It's summer, of course, and in Italy that means tourist season is in full tilt. Among the sites popular with the millions of visitors who trek up and down the Italian boot each year is the Leaning Tower of Pisa. This summer, tourists who go there are in for a treat. The UNESCO World Heritage Site has been cleaned up, and the scaffolding that covered parts of the tower for most of the past two decades is gone. Nancy Greenlee stopped by to see the extreme makeover.
Tour guide Roberto Bello gazes up at the gleaming white tower, framed by a baby blue sky and cotton candy clouds. The native Pisan says until recently, the picture postcard view was limited to, well, postcards.
All the buildings right here, including the tower, were terrible black before because of the pollution of the salt wind.
Gusts from the nearby Mediterranean Sea batter the belfry. But pigeons, tourists, and regular old air pollution all contributed to the dirty look. Roberto Bello said for years, tourists saw a filthy monument when they entered the so-called Piazza of Miracles.
Now, when they come and they see the tower, they say, oh my God, that's really a very miracle.
But divine intervention didn't restore and clean the tower. A multi-million-dollar restoration project did. This was the second phase of an effort begun in 1990 when the tower was in danger of collapsing. At that time, it was straightened about 16 inches to stabilize it. The tower reopened to the public in 2001, yet there was more work to be done, says tower director Gianluca De Felice.
There were cracks so large in the top of the columns that I was able to put an entire hand inside them, so it was going to be a major undertaking.
Restorers injected chemicals into the marble to strengthen it. Then they cleaned the surface with water sprays, solvents, and even lasers for delicate spots. Getting restorers close to the marble required near superhero powers. Mountaineers scaled the tower and attached hanging aluminum platforms. Traditional scaffolding could have unsettled the soil under the newly stabilized tower. Again, Director De Felice.
Gli alpinisti erano legati all'anello superiore.
The mountaineers were tied to an upper level and linked by ropes. As work progressed from level to level, the workers would hand each other the pieces to construct a new level of scaffolding while taking apart the scaffolding below, all the while suspended in the air. This scene fascinated tourists who were basically watching these crazy people spinning around and climbing up and down.
And there was interior work, too. For an entire winter, restorers toiled on the tower's internal staircase during chilly nights to allow tourists to visit during the day. Tourists who bring in receipts of up to $30,000 a day, funds needed for the restoration and upkeep.
Come on, girlfriend.
There are 296 steps to climb, many worn into grooves for more than 1 million visitors every year.
Oh, I'm getting steeper.
Visitors Lee Best and Murray Dyer from Australia are impressed with a newly restored tower.
It's just beautiful. It looks like a wedding cake. But it's lovely. The reflection of the marble is beautiful.
The cleanliness of it must have taken a lot of work to restore it back to where it is. I noticed they put the little pigeon protectors right around it, yes. Yes, very wise move. Yeah.
The tower's restoration was completed at a time when other Italian heritage sites were falling apart. Last year, Roman-era walls collapsed at Pompeii, for example. But officials here say the Leaning Tower of Pisa is secure for at least the next 200 years. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlees, Pisa, Italy.
You can see pictures of the newly cleaned Leaning Tower at theworld.org. It's nice and shiny. There's a shot there, too, of a tourist making a heroic effort to keep the tower standing. You know, the classic clever pose where you seem to be holding up a building with your hand. So post your classic photos of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Again, that's at theworld.org.